A Fresh Chance for a Fresh Start. The Story of Two Sons. There are only two kinds of people, the righteous who think they are sinners and the sinners who think they are righteous. Blaise Pascal. God specializes in giving people a fresh start. Rick Warren. Back in 1958, a baby boy was born into the Lane family. The father, a man named Robert, chose to name his boy Winner. How could the young man fail to succeed with a name like Winner Lane? Several years passed and the Lanes had another son. For unknown reasons, this is a true story, Robert named the boy Loser. How tragic to doom the boy's future prospects with the name Loser Lane. How many counseling sessions did it take to undo that? Of course, all the family's friends thought they knew how the two boys' lives would unfold. But contrary to all expectations, Loser Lane succeeded. He graduated from college and later became a sergeant with the NYPD, shield number 2762. Nowadays, no one feels comfortable calling him Loser. His colleagues simply refer to him as Lou. And what of the brother with the can't-miss name? The most noteworthy achievement of Winner Lane is the sheer length of his criminal record. Inmate number 00R2807 has nearly three dozen arrests for burglary, domestic violence, trespassing, resisting arrest, and other mayhem. Sometimes things are not as they first seem. Jesus once told a parable about a different father and two sons. In fact, what many people do not know is that Jesus actually told two different parables about a father and two sons. The more famous story, the parable of the prodigal son, which we will get to later in the book, has inspired everyone from Rembrandt, who painted about it, to imagine dragons who sang about it. This is Jesus's other story about a father and two sons. It may be less famous, but is no less potent in changing our daily experiences as we live out its meaning. Jesus was teaching at the temple one day when some leading priests and elders interrupted him. In the ensuing conversation, Jesus told them this story. What do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." The son answered, "No, I won't go," but later he changed his mind and went anyway. Then the father told the other son, "You go," and he said, "Yes, sir, I will," but he didn't go. Which of the two obeyed his father? They replied, "The first." Matthew 21, verses 28 through 31. This short but powerful parable is told in two acts. One of the sons seems like a winner from the start, and one seems like a loser from the start. Act 1. Dad and his two sons are sitting around the breakfast table. In those days, family life and work life were intimately connected. Sons worked for their dads, so the dad giving instructions for the day's work is to be expected. He tells son number one to go and work in the vineyard. This son has a mind of his own. Wearing torn jeans and vaping an e-cigarette, he looks up from his half-eaten bowl of Fruit Loops and says, "You must be kidding. The vineyard is hard work and long hours. Bend, pull, carry, and sweat. No thanks. That's not for me." The tension at the breakfast table is thick. This is a strikingly rude response for a son to make to his father. The father turns to son number two and tells him to go and work in the vineyard. This son is wearing Dockers, a button-down Oxford, and deck shoes, and is eating a tofu omelet. Have you ever observed that when one sibling gets in trouble, the other becomes sickeningly good? The second son says, "Yes, sir, I will go."